Welcome to sitting meditation. Please take a few moments to find a comfortable, upright posture for this mindfulness practice. It is helpful to have an alert posture that invites a sense of ease in the body as well. If sitting is a little challenging for you, or you're working with any pain or discomfort while sitting, you're welcome to also explore this practice lying down or standing up. Whatever you choose, finding a posture that allows for balance and a sense of centeredness in your body. So taking a few moments to find that center, allowing your body to settle down, allowing it to be held by the floor, by the earth underneath you, perhaps feeling the points of contact with the floor, with the cushion underneath you, and feeling a sense of groundedness. Taking a few moments to just become aware of the present moment in the mind and in the body. Perhaps it might be useful to do a quick body scan, allowing whatever can be relaxed to just very gently be let go, and whatever feels heavy or tight to really be held with a sense of space. Perhaps inviting a gentle awareness to rest in the face, softening the forehead, allowing the eyes to rest in the eye sockets, softening the jaw a little, and then just moving into the neck, softening and releasing whatever can be let go in this moment, and allowing the attention and awareness to offer some space in the upper back, middle back, and lower back, breathing into these areas, relaxing, even as you sense an uprightness in the posture, feeling grounded in your seat, allowing your legs to very gently release, letting go of any holding, any contraction that you might feel, allowing your arms to relax, and inviting a softness into your hands, allowing a sense of care into your hands, and very gently receiving the breath in a soft belly. Perhaps noticing the belly rise and fall, with the breath guiding that movement. And you might gently allow the awareness to also rest in the heart center, in the chest area, noticing the expansion with the in-breath, and perhaps noticing the rest with the out-breath. Allowing this area to soften if it is possible. Just allowing it to be in this moment, rising and falling with the breath. And whenever you're ready, just allowing the awareness to rest with the breath wherever it is most predominant or easy for you to find the breath. It can be at the nose, in the chest area, or in the belly, or you may even find that your whole body is breathing and there is an awareness of breath throughout the body. Wherever you find the breath most easy to access, gently allowing the attention to rest, the awareness to open to these sensations of the breath. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in, breathing out, knowing you're breathing out. Simply resting with the sensations of the breath, allowing, opening, knowing the breath coming in and the breath going out. Nothing else to do, nowhere else to be but right here in the present moment. Aware of the breath, breathing in the body. No need to force anything, allowing the natural rhythm of the breath to simply be known. And of course, as you invite the attention to rest on the breath, you may also notice that your mind wanders. Absolutely no problem. That's what the mind does. In the moment that you notice that your mind has wandered, just allow a recognition of this being a moment of mindfulness. A moment of remembering to be present, and gently perhaps remembering that you're breathing, allowing the attention to rest again with the breath, letting go of the story, perhaps resting any judgment, any impatience that might have arisen. And coming back to the simple sensation of the breath breathing itself. The in-breath and the out-breath. Letting go of control and inviting a sense of curiosity and care to knowing this breath and this one. Carefully knowing each breath as if your life depends on it, because of course it does. And if you're ready to, opening the awareness now to the sensations in the body. Inviting whatever is present for you in your body in this moment to be known. Known with curiosity, care, and attention. noticing whatever is present, allowing whatever is present to be known fully, without preference. Seeing if you can just know a sensation. Letting go of aversion or indulgence. Just knowing the sensations for what they are. Perhaps you might notice some tingling, throbbing. Perhaps you might be aware of the temperature in the room. Sense of coolness, warmth. Noticing sensations inside the body. There might be sensations of discomfort or pain. Seeing if we can just open to holding whatever is being known with care. Breathing into these areas with a sense of spaciousness. And very gently becoming curious of the sensations of discomfort. Allowing whatever labels we might have to rest. And just knowing the sensations moment by moment. Gentleness, curiosity, and care to the sensations in the body. And perhaps you notice pleasant sensations, allowing those to be known as well. You might notice that sensations arise. They may get quite intense. And then perhaps they gently pass away. Might move your attention to different parts of the body, knowing sensations in different parts of the body. And as you rest the awareness to know the sensations in the body, you might also be aware of thoughts, emotions that might be present even as sensations are known. Seeing if you can just notice those moments as moments of mindfulness. Seeing just for now if you can let go of the story. Let go of the thoughts. And just coming gently back to the felt sensations in the body. Just in this moment, arising and perhaps falling away, noticing perhaps that nothing is solid, nothing is permanent, noticing the ever-changing nature of sensations in the body. Perhaps noticing also the aliveness in the body. And if you don't notice anything at all, if you feel numb to everything, just noticing that and noticing even that is okay. Simply being aware. And you're welcome to stay with the sensations of the body if you need to. Or if you'd like to and care to, allowing the awareness to know sound, inviting the attention now to very gently explore sounds, sounds that might be close, and sounds that might be far away. Simple attention to hearing, knowing that hearing is happening. Seeing as best as possible. You can let go of the labeling and story making that might follow contact with sound. And just letting sounds be known as phenomena that just arise and pass away in this vast soundscape. There's no controlling what shows up next. So opening, allowing, with curiosity, just to what is known next. You might, of course, be aware that some sounds might be pleasant and some might be unpleasant, and some might not even be known, like the sound of silence. You might notice a gentle leaning into, wanting more of sounds that are pleasant. Perhaps sometimes even knowing there's a disappointment when those sounds pass away. And you might also notice, perhaps, that some sounds are unpleasant, unexpected, feel like they're disturbing you, and there might be a pushing away. With all of these, there might be stories that come up. Seeing if you can just open the mindfulness to actually know when the thoughts take over, even as we're just trying to rest with the simple knowing of hearing. And so whenever you notice stories are present in reaction to the sounds, just knowing that that too is a moment of mindfulness. And remembering, inviting the attention and awareness to simply know you are hearing. Listening to sounds. Noticing that they too, like sensations in the body, arise and fall away. Noticing the ever-changing, impermanent nature of sounds. continuing to rest with curious, careful attention to sounds. You might notice that there are sounds inside your body. And perhaps there are sounds right around you. And perhaps there are sounds in the larger room. And noticing the sounds perhaps beyond the room. Sounds of life unfolding, living fully, moment by moment. Letting the next moment surprise you. Listening with an open heart to sounds arriving at the ear. You may also notice, of course, with sound, that these sounds are always present around you. Ever-changing, always present. If you have the faculty of hearing, and if you're not hearing impaired, you might be able to hear sounds all the time. But it is only focusing the attention, bringing the awareness mindfully, that allows us to hear the richness of the sounds, the layers of the sounds, the depth of the sounds. One can get a sense of how we might engage with life if there is this sense of present moment awareness to something that is always happening. We're simply paying attention without judgment, with kindness and care. And if you care to, gently shifting the attention from awareness of sounds to the mind, to thoughts and emotions in the mind. Perhaps if it's possible, observing the mind without aversion or indulgence, just becoming curious. Curious about the thoughts and emotions that show up when you make space and just observe them. Perhaps it may help to think of the metaphor of weather. Just seeing if you can lie back, sit back, and watch the weather patterns in your mind pass by. Thoughts and emotions might be like clouds just passing by in the sky. There's no need to cling to them. No need to try to control them. No need to have any judgment of them. Just like you don't have judgment of the shape of the cloud. It's just the way it is. and we just observe it. And the same thing with thoughts and emotions. Allowing that same childlike curiosity to hold whatever comes to be known. And then allow it to pass without getting on the train of the thoughts, without feeding the emotions. Seeing if you can let go of the stories and simply allow the thoughts and emotions to arise and pass away in the vast landscape of awareness. Just like sounds appearing and disappearing, without us having any control over them. Perhaps you might notice thoughts and emotions appear and disappear in the same way. But of course, you might also notice that the mind has a mind of its own. Perhaps you notice that in the noticing of the thought, the emotion, there might also arise a tendency to judge, to analyze, to plan, to remember. And with the remembrance, perhaps there is an emotion. With the planning mind, perhaps there is an emotion. Seeing how one moment leads to another in the thoughts. And when they are not noticed, how they can just create a domino effect. But in the moment you notice, the moment of mindfulness, it is possible, just for a moment, to allow the narrative to stop, the story to stop, and just know the thought for what it is. A moment of thinking, simply being known. And perhaps in this knowing you might find that the thought vanishes and another comes on. Just becoming curious about this process. Just like the breath arises and passes, becoming curious about the nature of the mind, nature of thoughts and emotions. And instead of fearing them, being swept away by them, seeing if you can befriend them, become curious about them. Get to know the process of a thought arising and a thought passing away. Holding the emotions with gentleness, with care. Knowing this is a tender, gentle process. At any time, if this gets overwhelming, confusing, always giving yourself permission to come back to something concrete, an anchor, perhaps the breath, perhaps sensations in the body, perhaps sounds. And of course, inevitably, you will notice that your mind is still thinking. And you can just gently allow the attention to rest with the thoughts again. Sometimes emotions can be known in the body as well. So being aware of the essence of emotions sometimes being known in different places in the body, especially if there are strong emotions, very gently becoming curious about how they are felt and where they are felt, not just known in the mind, but perhaps known in the body as well. Perhaps you might notice these emotions at the heart center, at the shoulders. Perhaps you might notice them even in your fingers and hands. Simply allowing this awareness to know emotions held in the body, held in the mind. Just in this moment, present moment awareness, with gentleness, with care, with curiosity, allowing just the rising and falling of these emotional states to be known. Perhaps knowing they're here because of circumstances in our life. Very, very gently becoming aware of the changing nature of emotions and thoughts. Always giving yourself permission to back away, to just touch and release if something is too strong. Always giving yourself permission to come back to something later if it needs your attention. Simply knowing emotions and thoughts pass by. Might be helpful to have the metaphor of sitting by a river, by a stream, just watching this phenomena going on by. And perhaps you might notice the empty nature of this too. Thoughts inherently, just a single thought, perhaps doesn't have the power to catch, to control. Perhaps you can see this as empty phenomena just passing by. And very gently now, if you'd care to, withdrawing the awareness from the mental events and bringing the attention to the present moment itself. Just becoming very curious about whatever is arising in this moment. Exploring choiceless awareness or open awareness. Feeling into the vast spaciousness, perhaps, of awareness itself. And letting whatever shows up to be known without holding on to it. just letting it be known and letting it pass. Perhaps it is sensations in the body. Perhaps sounds. Perhaps the breath. Perhaps thoughts and emotions. Allowing whatever is present to be known. Seeing it all as empty phenomena arising and passing. And perhaps just like knowing silence that holds the sounds, you might become curious about awareness itself that holds these experiences. These phenomena that arise and pass away within the vast spaciousness of awareness. Might be like knowing the big sky that holds the clouds of emotions, of sensations. But it is the sky-like nature of awareness itself that one can get curious about. Inviting yourself to explore with gentle curiosity this open landscape of awareness. Nothing to cling to. Just this present moment. And if at any time it gets too chaotic or too boring, inviting yourself to just rest in whatever is a familiar anchor to you, the breath, the sensations in the body, or sounds. Giving yourself permission to rest here. And if you care to, at any time, allowing the awareness again to open to a vast, choiceless knowing. Just like the waves in the ocean, knowing things arise and pass away. Simply observing whatever is present in this moment for you. And in this moment, and in this moment, no need to control. No need for judgment. Allowing a beginner's mind to become curious about this open awareness, this capacity to know to hold. Allow. Explore. Without clinging. Just knowing sensations, sounds, the breath, thoughts, emotions, whatever else is being known, to arise and fall away. Inviting, if possible, a sense of curiosity without preference. Appreciating whatever is here, since it's already here. Perhaps touching into a sense of equanimity. Allowing and feeling the centeredness, the balance amidst all of this that is happening. Deeply knowing everything changing. Feeling the anchor of this present moment and this one. And no matter what is known, feeling a sense of care. Open-heartedness and allowing, connecting to whatever is present for you in this moment. And when you're ready to, withdrawing from the choiceless open awareness and inviting the attention to now rest with the breath, breathing as it has been all this while, in this body, sitting here in this moment, feeling the entire body rising and falling, opening and resting with the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling the wholeness of this body, the aliveness of this body, this living, breathing body in this moment. And taking a moment to offer gratitude for this gift of care and kindness that you have offered yourself through the practice of sitting meditation. May you be well. May you live with ease and well-being.